Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Jonas Yantan with Evening News. The headlines. Narendra Modi takes charge as Prime Minister for the third time. Authorizes release of 17th installment of PM Kisan Samman Nidhi. Various political parties distribute party tickets to their candidates for urban local body elections in Nagaland. Senior BJP leader and Nagaland minister Jacob Zumomi says towns will receive privileges and assistance that have been lacking for the past 2 decades. And Prime Minister Narendra Modi says he always strove to establish Prime Minister's office as the centre of service and as the people's PMO. Now the news in detail. Narendra Modi today took charge as Prime Minister for the third time. After assuming the charge, Modi signed the first file authorising release of the 17th instalment of the PM Kisan Samman Nidhi. This will benefit 9 crore 30 lakh farmers by distributing around 20,000 crore rupees. Modi said his first decision of the new government shows commitment of government to farmer welfare. Prime Minister Modi said his government will keep working even more for the farmers and the agriculture sector in the times to come. The PM Kisan scheme aims to provide income support to all landholder farmer families across the country. Under the scheme, the financial benefit of 6,000 rupees per year is provided to the eligible family of farmers. The scheme is being implemented as the central sector scheme with 100% financial support by the central government. Various political parties today distributed party tickets to their candidates for the upcoming municipal and urban local body elections in Nagaland. In Dimapur, the Nationalist Democratic Progressive Party, NDPP, held a party ticket distribution ceremony at its office. NDPP is setting up candidates from various wards of Dimapur Municipal Council, including Ningutole Kingurose from Ward 2, Namtuti Rangko Zelyang Ward 3, Tokeli Ward 6, Lanutoshi Stephen Yaden Ward 9, and Pipamo Odio Ward 11. The party also distributed tickets to its candidates for East Dimapur Town Council, Chumukutima Town Council and Metsafema Town Council. Meanwhile, National People's Party distributed tickets to Nikali Sumi from Chopi Ward 7, Tuli Achumi Ward 10, Yangar Doshi Au Ward 11, Kukali Chishi Ward 19 and Jonathan Yeptomi Ward 23. 11 intending candidates of National People's Party, NPP, will be contesting in 11 wards in the Kohima Municipal Council election. The NPP today distributed the party tickets to its candidates, including 6 women, for the municipal election. The party is also fielding candidates in Woka and Putsero. The Bharatiya Janata Party, BJP, today distributed party tickets to its candidates for Dimapur Municipal Council and Town Councils of Newland and Jumukedima. In Jumukedima, the candidates who received tickets includes H. Kasheli Achumi, Ward 1, Roko Shuya, Ward 2, Sanyo Nguli, Ward 7, Imtinaro Yushu, Ward 10. Altogether, BJP issued tickets to 9 aspirants, including 3 women, for Newland Town Council, and 11 candidates, including 3 women, for Jumukedima Town Council elections. In Woka, the NDPP today held the ticket distribution program for ULP election to 2024 at Hamuk Resort Woka. The party handed over tickets to 11 candidates, including 5 women, 2 from the general ward and 3 from the women's reserved ward. Speaking at the program, senior NDPP leader and advisor for agriculture, Madan Yantan, and former minister, Dr. Chimben Muri, highlighted the importance of women participation in the ULP elections. Yantan expressed optimism about the developments and their wisdom could bring. NDPP Mukukchung region today held the oath-taking and ticket distribution program for the ULP elections 2024 at its office. The party is setting up candidates for election to the Mukukchung Municipal Council, Mangulemba Town Council, Tuli Town Council and Jantunya Town Council. Later in the day, a number of candidates filed the nomination papers for the ULP election at the ARO office Mukukchung today. Meanwhile, intending candidates for ULP election to Chazova Town Council also filed the nomination papers at the office of the Additional Deputy Commissioner and Returning Officer Chazova Peck. Chazova will be holding its first town council election along with the rest of the state on 26 June 2024. This news comes to you from Akashvani Gohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Senior BJP leader and Public Health Engineering Department Minister Jacob Zumumi said that with the establishment of urban local bodies, towns will receive privileges and assistance that have been lacking for the past two decades. Interacting with the media on the sideline of BJP ticket distribution ceremony, Zumumi emphasized that the BJP is prioritizing basic amenities and infrastructure upgrades for development of Jomo Kadima and Newland towns. The minister said elected representatives will work in collaboration with the state government to deliver improvements effectively. On the BJP's strategic partnership with the NDPP, Zumumi clarified that a pre-poll alliance remains strong. The agreement specifies that BJP will contest in its 12 represented constituencies, while NDPP will contest in its 25 represented areas. He said that there is no rift between the BJP and NDPP. Zumumi said the people of Nagaland have embraced 33% women reservation in municipal and ULP elections in a progressive step, and it will enrich the democratic process within our local governance structures. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that he had always strove to establish the Prime Minister's office as the centre of service and as the people's PMO. Addressing the officials and staff of the PMO today, after assuming office as the Prime Minister for the third time, Modi stressed the need to achieve more than what the country accomplished in the last 10 years. The Prime Minister said they all have to take the nation to new heights. Hailing the contributions of government employees, the Prime Minister said every employee of the central government is truly entitled to this victory in the election as they left no stone unturned to contribute to the vision. Modi said he wants to move forward with new energy and new courage. WOKA Deputy Commissioner Ajit Kumar Ranjan held a meeting with the chairman of all colonies, GPs and political parties under WOKA Town at Deputy Commissioner's Conference Hall. Addressing the meeting, the DC appealed all the colony leaders to extend support and cooperation for the peaceful, free and fair conduct of the forthcoming ULP elections. He informed the leaders that a committee will be constituted with representatives from all the colonies and political parties to maintain proper coordination and dissemination of information to ensure smooth and peaceful conduct of the ULP elections in the district. Deputy Commissioner also informed the leaders that no outsiders or voters whose names are not registered in the electoral roll are to stay out of the colonies during the election process to maintain peaceful atmosphere. Returning Officer and WOKA ADC K. Furhusi Newby and WOKA Superintendent of Police Aotula T. Imchen also spoke on the occasion. Sikkim Krantikari Morcha SKM Chief Prem Singh Tamang was sworn in as Chief Minister of Sikkim for the second time in the state capital Gangtok this afternoon. Governor Lakshman Prasad Acharya administered the oath of office and secrecy to the SKM leader. 11 cabinet ministers also took oath along with him. SKM retained power in the Himalayan state with a landslide victory, winning 31 of the 32 assembly seats, restricting Sikkim Democratic Front to just one seat. Noklak Deputy Commissioner Ari Kumba today inaugurated Sound System Management Workshop at Noklak. The three-day workshop is being initiated by the Task Force for Music and Arts, TAFMA, Nagaland, in collaboration with TAFMA district partner, Noklak. Speaking on the occasion, the DC said that sound system is a very important and essential part in all functions and meetings. He encouraged the trainees to properly learn and benefit from the training. During the workshop, sound engineers from TAFMA are imparting training to a total of 34 trainees. And now, 20 News, here are the headlines again. Narendra Modi takes charge as Prime Minister for the third time. authorizes release of 17th installment of PM Kisan Samman Nidhi. Various political parties distribute party tickets to their candidates for urban local body elections in Nagaland. Senior BJP leader and Nagaland minister Jacob Zumomi says towns will receive privileges and assistance that have been lacking for the past two decades. And Prime Minister Narendra Modi says he always strove to establish Prime Minister's office as a centre of service and as the people's PMO. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Good night.